Hillary Clinton is projected to do well in Tennessee on Tuesday, even though Bernie Sanders has captured the hearts of some Democrats in the state. Shelley Starkovich is a shop owner in Clarksville who ended up siding with Clinton despite the Bernie bumper sticker on her Suburban.
Yeah, we got it early. I have Bernie shirts. We bought them way before. Yeah, I support the Bernie campaign. I donate to both campaigns, actually. Yeah, my husband's more of a Bernie man than I, you know. And it's just been a recent shift, actually.
Starkovich voted early with her son, who was a little mad that she didn't follow through and say yes to Sanders. Tanner Burnett is a student at Austin Peay State University.
I get where she comes from with, like, Hillary, as she was Secretary of State and she knows the foreign policy on it, and that she, you know, she's a war hawk and it's something that we could use. But I like Bernie because he's anti-establishment and doesn't have, like, these corporate billionaires that are funneling his campaign, and he's not going to answer to Wall Street.
I voted for Bernie just sort of out of spite almost, you know? I'm tired of all the baloney.
Bob Haddard of Cooperstown says he might have skipped going to the polls when he was younger, but he's changed his ways. To win, the Vermont senator would have to overcome Clinton's comfortable lead in Tennessee polls, particularly among African Americans like LaRue Harper. He's retired military and voted early in Montgomery County.
Bernie, he just jumped in here, you know, this year. And, you know, ain't never heard nothing from him before. You know, and all of a sudden, he wants to be president. Where you been the last few years? You know, and that's the way I look at it.
Harper says he's got nothing against Sanders. He just felt more comfortable with someone he's known since the 90s. Primary day is Tuesday, and turnout is expected to be high.